Well, good morning. Good morning to you, my friends. It is Sunday, January of the 18th of the year 2015. As you might be able to tell, just a trace of enthusiasm in the voice of Norm. Just Norm. 5:43 a.m. I have been up since 4:30 a.m. I am on my way to the Clearwater Half-a-thon, starting in Coachman Park. Race time is 6:30. 6:30 for power walkers and 7 a.m. for runners. I'm going to ask the race director where he wants me to start. It's not a cutoff. There's no cutoff time, but for those who anticipate being at 3.5 hours or more for the total of 13.1 miles, they're suggesting you start at 6:30 with the power walkers. Obviously, those less than that can start with the runners. And I anticipate finishing somewhere between 3 and 3.5 hours. So, we'll see what he wants me to do. I think in the past, I've just lined up with the runners for this particular series. Just a race director's race. Anyway, the weather is a balmy 60. That's 60 degrees. It may have been 58 when I first woke up, but it's 60. By the time I finish the race, the temperature will be no higher than 64 degrees. So, really, really temperate, perfect conditions to run in. I have had my usual pre-race breakfast: 2 hard-boiled eggs, 1 cup of coffee, but don't you think for a minute that's the only cup of coffee I have had. Yep, I have another cup here with me to sip on and to give me further endorphinistic feelings. I was looking for some other fancy word. I don't even think endorphinistic is a word, so. I'm a bit stuffy this morning. I don't know if you can hear it, but anyway. The starting line is probably only maybe 7 minutes from my house. 5 to 7 minutes down the road. This is easily the closest race to my house that I've been at in some time. Usually my races are South St. Pete or somewhere in Tampa. But, I don't think it's more than seven minutes from the house. I was thinking of riding the bike down here. Just kind of getting warmed up for the run. And then I thought, well, I don't know how much I feel like riding a bike after the race, so I take the car. You never know. So yeah, I'm running. My first half of the running season, really not my first half in 2014, because I did one in March of 2014, but that's almost a year ago. I usually run one in the fall, but I did not this year, so it's my first race. And I don't think I'm really telling you anything new, but just wanted to kind of start talking and get the show on the road. See you on the other side of this pause when you will be privy to some race sounds and runner ambiance. All right. Talk to you in a few.
I'm not going to be a mic much longer.
All right, I've decided to line up with the slow runners. There's 2 start times. As I mentioned before, it's there's a 6:30 start time for what they call the walkers, the power walkers. But I spoke with some people in the crowd here, and there's a lot of slow runners in here. I'm talking to myself, sorry. And actually, I'm recording, so you can be on a internet radio show if you speak up.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, welcome to the Run Norman podcast.
This is Karen and this is Stacy.
Hi, Karen. Hi. This is for slow runners as well as walkers, right? Yeah. Okay, that's me.
She does a mile and 4.5
yeah, minutes. So
you better wow. Boy, you're going to be on the cover of the St. Pete Times, aren't you? If it was one big crowd, I'd have been lined up at the very back of the pack, so I don't think anybody's right.
Walkers only, if you're planning on running, approach at 7:05.
What's your number?
Okay, I'm in the spirit.
There again. I like it. It takes me about two and a half hours to get up there, 4.5 to get back.
I like it.
I do too.
I don't think so. Not today.
Excuse me. Thank you. Okay, I'm a mile, well, let's see, almost a mile in, 0.8 of a mile, and good morning.
Good morning, have a great day.
Thank you. I'm at the top of the first bridge, or approaching the top of the first bridge. It's the Memorial Causeway. You can hear there's some traffic going by, and I think that the traffic will be halted. Excuse me. Thank you. The traffic will probably be halted once the official race time at 7 o'clock hits. And then the race director told us we can merge into the road. Right now, we're all running on about a 4-foot wide sidewalk. There's probably 50 or 75 of us, if I had to guess. And it's still dusk, but the sun is coming up. Matter of fact, I'm running westbound. When I glance over my shoulder, I can see the sunrise.
Oh, it was.
Or I can see the orange hue of the sky. Most of these people are power walkers, but there are some run walkers like myself and some slow runners. So I'm in good company. My Garmin is saying I'm running about 12 minutes a mile. Though it has been slower during some more congested areas of sidewalk. But we know I'm not running for time. I'm dressed probably just perfectly for the conditions. You can probably hear some of the breeze on my recorder, but I am at a little bit higher altitude as well. There's the 1 mile marker. So, 60 degrees, and I'm not forecasting it higher than 64. So, you really can't ask for better running temps than that. I'm now on the downhill of the bridge, I'm trying to keep focused on pacing myself comfortably, conversationally comfortably, and as well keeping a very short stride, which works real well for me. If I lengthen my stride, I can feel it in my hips and in my pelvis. That's a run, that's a walk break, but since I'm going downhill and gravity is helping to carry me, I'm not going to stop the running motion. I'm just going to relax in it just a bit more. I'll probably check in with you.
Oh, yes.
Maybe mile two or three or whenever I check back with you. So, see you on the other side.
Isn't it?
Okay.
Well, kind
of. I am, let's see, almost three into this race. We're just now hitting Clearwater Beach. And there's a heavy police presence. Oh, this is the first time I'm turning around and looking eastward. The sky is, I can't even find a word. I want to say things like majestic and fabulous and breathtaking, but those are so overused. I should get a shot of this. Let me do it. Hold on. I thought it was so beautiful. Yeah, so all the runners are all wowed by that sunrise I just stopped and took a picture of. So I am on official Clearwater Beach, and I'm starting to get that steady state feeling of how... Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. There are well-wishers here, but as I said, I'm getting that, just now beginning to get that steady state feeling of how fantastic it is to be alive and to look around me and see these beautiful, beautiful sights. Good morning. Lots of well-wishers out here. Kind of in the roundabout where people make their entrance. Good morning. There's a policeman there wishing everybody well. But pretty soon I'll be on the beach proper, where I get to look out over the beauty of Clearwater Beach. It's not a beach I talk about very much, but it is, without a doubt, one of the most beautiful beaches, at least in Florida, maybe the country. Oh, there's that Chariots of Fire familiar theme.
All right, looking good, runners. All right.
The wheelchair runners are now... The wheelchair racers are now coming past us. It certainly means that the race has officially started for the regular runners, not the slow runners like myself. Ah, how beautiful is this? You know, it makes me wonder why I don't run down here more often, especially in this peaceable time of the day. All right, well, I'll check back with you after, I don't know, mile four, five, maybe six. We'll see what I have to say when I'm saying it. Oh, before I go, hello, Kevin. I know you're on my virtual running shoulder as I am now running the route that you and I ran on your visit here to Clearwater Beach. This is the non-fall route. In other words, I hadn't fallen yet when I tripped on the sidewalk, but you'll remember we came over Sand Key Bridge and ran north, and we're looking out over the beauty of Clearwater Beach. So, all right, back with you after another couple of miles, huh? Well, I've been quiet for a while. I'm at mile eight. I've since passed the turnaround and heading back towards Clearwater Beach. The Sand Key Bridge seemed to be a little tough for some reason. It might be a bit steeper. I don't know if it has the same gradual climb as the Memorial Causeway Bridge. But in any event, I got up over that, down, as I said, to the 8-mile turnaround on Gulf Boulevard,
and heading back towards Sand Key. And there's a walk break. I had to stop and use the bathroom. Probably too much information. A little bit of a twinge in my right hip and groin I never felt before, but that dissipated. And now I have just the mildest ache in my right forefoot. If I had to guess, I would say it's a very minute case of plantar fasciitis. But other than that, my energy level feels good. There was a couple spots where I felt a bit fatigued, but I took in some nutrition. They gave out a power bar in the race packet, and then they had fresh orange slices. And I've had one Gatorade drink, no water. So next one will be a water stop. I have some Raisinets and some pretzel nuggets in my fanny pack in case I need some more nutrition and energy, but right now my stomach feels great and I'm doing good. So my brother Kevin of Gwynn, the Bishop of Love, has been checking in on me faithfully. He has been my virtual pacer, if you will, and I've appreciated his company more than words can adequately express. So let me get back to this thing and we'll talk again another couple miles. All right. Well, there you have it. The Garmin says 13 miles and I've been about a tenth to a quarter mile difference of the mile markers throughout the race. I can see the park from here, so that's fitting. This is a good run. I enjoyed it. I'm not gonna lie, the bridges did get a bit challenging towards the end. So I hiked up Memorial Causeway Bridge. Well, I started out running it, but there was a bit of hiking involved, and I guess hiking would be the appropriate term since that's an incline. Anyway, 13.1 coming up. I see the 13-mile marker. I'm pleased with myself. I couldn't say I'm overly proud, and I couldn't say I'm disappointed. I guess I knew I had it in me. I just haven't been pushing myself very much lately. So this was a good way to get out of my comfort zone. Norm in his head all the time. I can't thank my friend Kevin of Gwynn enough for accompanying me on the run. And as well, there was much love on Facebook. And if I forget your name, excuse me, but I think I counted John Gordon, Lucy Gerard, Gordon Harvey, Michael Davis, Leanne, just Leanne, my wife, Kevin, of course. Essentially, the Runnet community. I think I saw many of names that either liked it or made a comment while I was running. So thank you all.
Well, they give us a check up here, right?
What's that?
They give us a check up here.
I certainly hope so. Yeah. That's why I did this. We earned it, right?
Right.
Good job.
You too.
All right, friendly runners. All right, that's a walk. So my Garmin is saying 13.2 in 3 hours, 11 minutes. That's about what it's going to be when I see the timer up there. I'm going to shut off the Garmin now. Here's the names of those who participated.
Donald Jeffrey DeVore, Nora Hooper,
thank you.
Ryan Bradley, Laura McKenna, Norman Rutherford, Donna Benzinello, Gail Frederowitz, Robert Beamer, Nellie Torresino.
Okay, folks. Bye-bye. Thanks for your love. Just Norm. Good run.